UNESCO, which is the United Nations organization that kind of looks after historical sites and environment, it passed a resolution recognizing that Christianity, Judaism, and Islam had a connection to Jerusalem. However, when it specifically came to the Western Wall and the Kotel, it completely ignored the Jewish connection and only recognized the connection to Muslims, and actually gave it its name that's used by Muslims, not by Jewish people, which was obviously very upsetting. Votes was 24 in favor of the motion, 6 against, and 26 abstained. Now, interestingly, one of those 24 was Mexico. The Mexican ambassador walked straight out of the United Nations. He's a Jewish person. He was later fired, I believe. But more importantly, Mexico later rescinded their vote in favor when they really understood the motion a bit better, and so they didn't want to be a part of it, and they also abstained. The reaction here from communal leaders in Australia and around the world, in fact, from Jewish communal leaders, has been one of shock. They are extremely surprised and upset. The Jewish connection to the Temple Mount and the Kotel is absolutely unequivocally there. Any decent scholar and historian would tell you there is that connection, and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry wrote to the Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and asked her to express Australia's view that that connection is there and that the emotion is unfair and unbalanced to the United Nations.
Joshua, did Australia take part in the voting?
Australia did not. Australia is actually not on the executive of UNESCO and therefore wasn't able to vote.
What is the Jewish community asking Julie Bishop to do, our foreign minister?
They want the community to come forward and express the fact that it's not acceptable. They don't believe that the resolution is fair. They believe that the government should express its views that the resolution was biased, and that a biased, unfair resolution from the United Nations is not helpful, either to peace or anyone for that matter. And it's just disappointing that that has happened.
And what was the reaction of the Australian Jewish leaders?
Look, Danny Lamb, who is the former ECAJ president, current ZFA president, it's fair to say was furious. He said that it was disgraceful, not acceptable, and that was the view of all leaders, really. In essence, everyone was equally disgusted by this. Everyone said they were outraged, including the Australian Israel Jewish Affairs Council, ECAJ. It really was widespread across the community, just absolute disgust of what's happened here.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, can you please tell our listeners what the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, say about Shimon Peres, Zichrono Livracha, in the Senate last week?
Yeah, this is a really disappointing story that once again, I guess to many in the community, will reaffirm the problem with the Greens in Australia. In 2004, a former Green Senator, Kerry Nettle, slammed John Howard, who was then Prime Minister, for an attack on Yasser Arafat soon after he died. And at the time, Senator Nettle said, you never should attack someone who's just passed away. Richard Di Natale, the current Greens leader, clearly disagrees. He said it's important to put on the record that Shimon Peres has been described as the architect of Israel's nuclear program, which to this day remains outside the scrutiny of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He also said that Di Natale is the father of the settler movement, which involves the confiscation of large swaths of Palestinian land, and he said that Peres was involved in the death of 154 civilians in Lebanon and involved in the shelling of the United Nations compound, which killed 106 civilians. While he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1994, Di Natale says, members of that committee have expressed regret. It's unbelievable that Mahmoud Abbas and leaders all across the world have been able to find some positive during Peres' life. And I think those on all sides of this conflict have accepted that while he may not have been successful, Shimon Peres was absolutely a beacon of peace and somebody to push for peace. The Australian Greens leader clearly didn't find that and simply attacked Peres soon after his death.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, the Australian Jewish community is very proud of former Israeli ambassador to Australia, Yuval Rotem.
Yeah, Yuval Rotem was a much-loved ambassador here in Australia. He was the Israel's ambassador to Australia for a few years, I believe, and he's now been appointed as the Acting Director General of the Foreign Ministry in Israel. He's been praised by communal leaders for his time while he was here, including Danny Lamb, the Zionist Federation president. He said that Rotem was an outstanding diplomat who represented the state of Israel. He was certainly Israel's finest ambassador to Australia. It was a pleasure to work with, able, committed, and totally supportive of all the work for Israel. And he provided outstanding leadership overseas in Israel.
Joshua, I heard that there are other news in Parliament this week.
Yes, South Australia's first Jewish senator, Senator Sterling Griff, who is part of the Nick Xenophon team, gave his maiden speech. And during his maiden speech, he spoke about how his family came from a very small town in Lithuania. Most of the Jews in that town were persecuted and killed by the Nazis, but luckily his family left prior to that. He says during his maiden speech that from that experience, the one thing he's taken away is that he has absolutely no time for hate, whether it's you politically or against refugees or anybody else. It's absolutely no time for hate. And he really gave a great speech in Parliament about how he believes Australia can move forward together. Liberal, Labor, everybody should be able to move forward together.
And we are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Josh, I must tell you that many Israelis celebrated last week when they heard that Bob Dylan, born as Robert Alan Zimmerman, won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Bob Dylan, he's just been an unbelievable ambassador, really, for everybody. And an unbelievable songwriter, an artist, a musician. He's well known around the world. He was, of course, born Robert Alan Zimmerman, and he's now 75 years old, and you can add to the long list of Jewish people that have received the Nobel Prize.
Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much, and Chag Sameach.